أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبدك ورسولك، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him, and we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and the prophet. And we ask Allah to shed His peace and the prayers upon the Prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the Day of Judgment. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for years and years I have been involved with the Islamic work in America. I guess I'm not the only one, and I expect each one of you to be involved in the establishment and welfare of Islam in America. It takes more than emotion to try and serve Islam. It also takes deep thinking, good analysis, and good planning. One of my conclusions, although I have seen progress of Islam in America, in spite of many setbacks and many things that should not have happened, but all in all, I think if you monitor the last 10 years, you would no doubt realize that Islam is making progress in America. In order to shorten the way for Islam, in order for progress to continue at the pace which is required, and not less than that, I found out that Muslims have to answer 5 questions as they plan to go ahead, and address those 5 questions. I share them with you so that each one of you would confront himself or herself with each of those questions and try and put them before the maximal number of Muslims we can reach out to. My experience in America leads me to ask question number 1. Is Islam one Islam or is it more than one Islam? To me and to you it is clear that there is only one Islam, but you travel here and there in the United States and you become doubtful and you suspect that there is more than one. And that is because, as we know, Islam has its foundations, its basic tenets, its Sharia, and then the schools of thought. And that is why we have madhahib. We have Shafi'i and Hanafi and Hanbali and Maliki and Ithna Ashri and Zaydi So there is room in Islam for more than one opinion, not in the basics of Islam, but in the secondary issues and the tertiary issues, etc. And this occurred even since the time of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, when he consulted his friends, and Abu Bakr would give an opinion and Umar would give a different opinion. So there is room for that. Of course, anything settled by the Quran or by the authentic hadith can bear no more than one opinion. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَارَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. When Allah and His Apostle have settled an issue, then no Muslim, man or woman, would claim to have their own opinions. Opinions come when the Quran and the authentic Sunnah left a space for free people to think about the welfare of Muslims as time progresses and as times it changes and its places change. But the problem comes when people forget the basic things about Islam, the foundational things about Islam, and then when they find that there are different opinions on secondary issues, they devote their lives only to those differences, forgetting the basic things of Islam. And so when people coincide on 99% of Islam and find the differences in the 1%, they devote their life and effort to the 1%, and they start fighting one another because they differ on things that are 1%, that are not basic issues of Islam, and that Islam leaves room for more than one opinion to grow. And I go at Islamic centers, when a teacher, for example, presents Islam to the children in the way of you should hate the Christians, the Jews, the Shia, etc., etc. Or some other Islamic center, when the teacher presents Islam to the children as, if a woman is sitting on a seat and she leaves, don't go and sit immediately, because if the heat of her body is transmitted to your body, this is haram. You go to Islamic centers and you discuss the most serious issues in the Jum'ah khutbah, and then at the end you find people fighting you or fighting one another. Why do you wear a necktie? Why do you wear a suit like the kuffar, etc., etc.? These are issues that should be outside the realm of fighting and the differences between Muslims. If we stick on the common ground, if we do together what we agree on and postpone or forget or excuse one another on what we disagree on. Question number two. In America, is Islam a foreigner? Or does it belong? Because I have read to the enemies of Islam saying about Muslims, these are foreign people with a foreign religion worshipping a foreign god. And the issue is basic, because if Islam is just a guest, a foreigner that will stay some time and go, doesn't belong, then we do not hope to really establish Islam in the United States of America. And regretfully, many American Muslims send the message all the time that Islam is a foreigner, that we are here foreigners, that we do not belong to this society, that we are not part of this community. And with this spirit, how can you diffuse and transmit Islam into them as long as they look at you as a foreigner, as different? You are not of us, we are not of you. Question number three. Is Islam to send the roots in this land or not? And our roots are not Papa and Grandpapa. Our roots are my child and my grandchild. So are Muslims really preparing their children raised in America to be good Americans and good Muslims or not? It is not enough to prepare them to be good Americans but without Islam, or good Muslims but foreigner in the community they live in. And hence the importance of really making sure that after you die, your children will inherit, more than the money, will inherit Islam itself. Whether it is the home, whether it is the Islamic center, whether it is the Islamic school, and to me, the Islamic school now in America is more important than the Islamic mosque. Because in Islam we can pray on the ground. Because in a school you can make a mosque, but in a mosque you cannot make a school. Is Islam to send the root in this country? And the root is children and the grandchildren. Question number three. Is Islam a spectator or a participant in this land? Do we just sit aside and watch things happen? Or are we to go and try to influence the shaping of things and the making of decisions? Because if you stand aside in a country that settles things by majority vote, then the schools will teach homosexuality as they do now. Then the school will wash away Islam from your children. Then the vagaries of this community will infect your children, and you cannot do anything about it unless you are there participating and influencing and saying you are yes and no and being an influential part of this community. And a method of this, of course, is to use your electoral vote, whether you are electing in the school district or whether you are electing the president. And if out of the 5 million Muslims in the United States, we can form 500,000 voting bloc, we will be able to change things. And then, last but not least, there is a love crisis between Muslims. We live days locally, nationally, internationally, where it has become easy for Muslim to kill Muslim and to hate Muslim and to tarnish Muslim. This doesn't happen only in Afghanistan. It happens between Muslim country and Muslim country, making it necessary for some countries to pay the jizya for the Christians in order to protect them from their fellow Muslims. From Islamic center to Islamic center, within Islamic centers taking each other to court. Unless our fuel is love to one another, then we are losers. No future, no scope. And unless the Muslim community become a loving community, love your brother or sister, protect them, don't backbite them, don't stab them in the back, don't tarnish their reputations. unless we really feel the bond of love, الحب في الله, love in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the basic ingredient that should be the staple diet and the course of action and the way of life between Muslim and Muslim. Now I see people shivering when you mention the pig and finding it easy to eat the flesh of their own brother. Alhamdulillah, last Ramadan we felt a glimpse of hope, because the big congregation that came to the mosque every day could smell it in the air, could feel it without speaking about it, that we love each other. You meet someone, you don't know his name, but you feel you love him. You are both Muslims. So the normal relation should be a relation of love. And this is a missing element in the lives of Muslims today, both outside in the United States and inside the United States. Perhaps we have no large influence on things outside the United States, but we are building Islam in the United States, and it is within our hands and within our hearts to correct the crisis of love between Muslim and Muslim. Those are the questions you should be facing oneself with and propagating to your fellow Muslims. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the awareness and the purity to be a loving community, because as my great teacher rahmatullahi alayhi used to teach us, we will fight people with love, we will fight people with love. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أسألوا ربكم يستجب لكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت, وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. My dear fellow Muslims, look ahead and you will find the light at the end of the tunnel. Step forward and keep it within your head and your heart that العاقبة للتقوى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that the successful outcome is for the taqwa. Handle yourself, handle your home, handle your friends, handle the Muslim community in such a way that would prepare us to be eligible and worthy of carrying the flag of Islam and of inheriting the da'wah of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam after him. Because the duty was not only for Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, but for those who follow him. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني. Say, this is my way, I call to Allah upon clear vision, me and those who follow me, in case you consider to be one of those who follow Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So ask Allah to fill your hearts with his love, and love to Islam, and love to the Prophet Muhammad, and love to your fellow Muslim and the fellow human being. And ask Allah to make us live and die and be resurrected on La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك واجمعنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك والحب فيك, وأحينا وأمتنا وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.